So I'm sure we'd all agree that the phone is like such a major tool for us in sales, but I think we'd also agree that we have so many things that are tugging at our attention on a daily basis that we don't get to develop those muscles, especially the prospecting muscles, as much as we'd like to. I mean, think about it. I mean, in an ideal world, you'd have plenty of time to hunt for new business, but does it always play out ideally for you? I mean, I'm sure you have fires that have to be put out. You have internal meetings, internal things that you have to take care of in order to support the sale. You have meetings with clients. We're at year end right now, so we're just trying a very strong emphasis on that year end push, trying to get every deal possible across the finish line. So I thought today it might be a good idea to share a few ways. In fact, I have four ways for you to improve your phone game. And here is a really cool catch to it. Each one of these ideas that I'm going to share with you are things that you could kind of do in your sleep. They're things that are not going to take up a tremendous amount of time. So if you're like one of those people that is incredibly busy and that's why you're really not able to make as many phone calls as you'd like, this is going to be for you. So let's dive right in with tip number one. Tip number one is that to get better at the phone, and you got to bear with me because it's going to seem like I'm going to completely contradict what I promised to do today, but you need to work that phone muscle group daily. So again, hear me out. How can we do this in a way that isn't going to take up major chunks of your time? So if you've been a fan of this podcast for a while, or perhaps you hang out with us over on yoursalesplaybook.com with all the blogging that I do, you know that I love to talk about a formula called, and it's a daily prospecting formula called the 222 formula. I created the 222 formula for people like us who are incredibly busy. And, you know, we have periods of time, almost sporadically, where we can dedicate more time to prospecting. But how can we kind of keep in touch and stay top of mind with people? And most importantly, continue to develop muscles on a daily basis without it just like completely trashing our day. So I'm going to give you the entire 222 formula, but we're going to put the most emphasis on the part that has to do with the phone. So every single day when you get up in the morning, you're having your morning coffee, I want you to do the first of those of the 222 formula, which is I want you to send two emails to two people who you haven't like done business with, and you know, preferably people, this is like the first time you're reaching out to them. So two emails each and every day. Now I want you to think about something. If you're regularly sending out emails like this and you're doing it on a daily basis, first of all, you're going to get quicker at doing it. Secondly, I would imagine it would make sense for you to have some kind of cut and paste template. And if you don't have one, I would highly recommend that you put this on pause and you visit yoursalesplaybook.com/rockthephone. yoursalesplaybook.com/rockthephone, because as part of the webinar that we're going to have this week, I'm going to be giving away a good 5 to 6 templates, and that's one of them. So that'll help you with it. But anyway, I mean, let's say that you just create your own. That activity every single day, just like two cut and paste emails, is not going to take you more than 2 to 3 minutes, and that's with you being half asleep and not fully caffeinated. Okay, so that is your first group of twos. Your second group of twos, still while you're having the morning coffee, pronounced coffee where I come from in New York for the rest of the world that doesn't pronounce it properly. The thing I want to tell you is that the next group of twos is going to be two pieces of snail mail to two pieces to two pieces, or how about two people that you're not, and I will not edit that out. So to two people that you're not doing business with. And the only catch when it comes to sending snail mail that I have is that we want to hand address those envelopes, because when you're running it through like a meter and you're putting a label on it, I think it just screams junk mail. Also, I really advise you, to or strongly suggest that you have some kind of a handwritten note that you attach to it. So even if you're taking a company marketing piece, slap a little post-it note on there so it's just more personal. We found that, you know, the people that are doing it this way are getting much better results. So just a little something to do. So if you're doing two of those a day, even with this handwritten shit that I just told you to do, like, shame on me, like, Castain sucks. I know it. Making more work for you to do. Something like that. Now, I'm thinking, what? Like, if you're going, like really, really slow, we're talking about maybe 10 minutes. So inside of 15 minutes at most, and I'm being really generous with the time here, thinking like you're like me, that, like, you know, until you get, like, several, like, gallons of coffee, like, put in through an IV that you're not functioning properly, I'm thinking, like, worst case scenario, 15 minutes. Now you've got four more attempts than you did 15 minutes ago. Not a bad idea. And it's done before you even get into the office, before, like, while your competitors are hitting the snooze button. Pretty cool, right? The last part has to do with the prospecting thing now. The final two that you do on a daily basis at a more godly hour is you're going to call two people that you're not doing business with. Now, this is going to be done during business hours. Even the busiest day that you have, you know, I mean, you can't find time to call two people that you're not doing business with. So now, if you do this on a daily basis, never, and let's just say you completely disregard those other things that I told you to do in the morning, like emailing and the snail mail, and you just, the only thing that you take away from this first tip is just calling two people every single day. I want you to know that this adds up to 480 more phone calls by this time next year. If you start, like, immediately, inside of a year, this time next year, you're going to be ending the year with 480 more phone calls under your belt, 480 more opportunities for you to improve, 480 more potential opportunities for you. I mean, seriously, like, to make 480 calls and not get anything, you would have to, like, call them up, drop an F-bomb, tell them that you're making, like, far too much money and you don't want to do any work and that you're bullshitting your manager and pretending like you're cold calling. Seriously, something has to come out of 480. But I want to make something very clear. This is not your prospecting system that you're going to rely on. This is what you're going to rely on to get better on a daily basis. Obviously, you've got to put more calls in than that. But this is how you do it in your sleep. That's idea number one. Let's go to idea number two. When you're making those calls on a daily basis, and especially when you're doing a more substantial calling block, what I want you to do is tape your end of the phone calls. We're going to work a magical concept that, for all of you who love sports, you know what I'm going to say? It's called game tape. What do coaches do with their teams? What do the players do to improve their game? They view the game tape. So what you're going to do on a daily basis is tape your end of the phone calls. So why am I telling you to just tape your end of the phone calls and not the part where your potential client is speaking? Because I know that the laws vary from state to state here in the U.S. I have no clue what they even look like once we get out of the country. But one thing I know here in the U.S. is that legally we are allowed to just tape our end of the call and not worry about, like, going off to prison for, like, 5-10 years, right? So that's what you want to do. But now, idea number two, right? While you're taping your end of the calls and you're doing this game tape thing, what I want you to do is find some time every day, and you could do this off hours, by the way, and just get, like, keep a journal, because I want you to almost look at this like you are an inventor and you're in your laboratory, and each time you try something, you're going to record it, like, kind of in the, you know, make a little note to self in your journal, like, tried this opening, somebody threw this objection at me, I countered with the following rebuttal, it worked, or this one, no, don't do this, because if you do it, people hang up on you and get all kinds of shitty with you. I mean, whatever you have to put in there to help you. But what I want you to do as you listen to your end of the calls, what I want you to do is, obviously, like, ask yourself a few questions. What did I like about this call or these calls? What did I dislike about it? It could be something in your tonality. It could be how you're opening the calls, how you're countering objections. It could be that you sounded like, you know, like you were nervous as hell, right? Like, you know, like that schoolboy, you know, like the nerd asking out the hot chick for, like, you know, the seventh grade dance, which was kind of like me when I was in seventh grade. But we'll just save that one for my therapist. We're gonna stop talking about mom for a while. We're going to talk about that one next week. Anyway, also, too, like, what could be better? What will you do differently next time? All right? Idea number three. This one is just so easy. What I want you to do, every morning when you start your day, now, whether you commute into an office, you commute to work, or perhaps, you know, going out in the field immediately from your home, or if you work from home, that's why we're saying when you start your day officially, what I want you to do is I want you to call your voicemail and leave yourself either the voicemail that you would normally leave if they weren't available, right, when you were cold calling them, or it could be other things too. It could be like what you typically say, like your intro. It could be perhaps some talking points that you want to practice because you have a call coming up today and you want to practice those, whatever it is. Just a very quick 30-second little blurb. You're going to leave it on your voicemail. Now, you're going to repeat this process as you end your day, whether you're on your way home from the office or on your way home from the field, or you're working from home and it's now time to close the laptop and do like a Mr. Rogers and put on that really awful sweater that he did and those really bad sneakers, which when I was growing up, we used to refer to as Skips, and that kid would just get harassed to hell. But anyway, you can see. You know, and I might have been that kid in sixth grade, by the way. And I had a hard time with my mom. I'm like, Mom, you can't buy those shitty sneakers. Like, you know, like either that or I'm going to have to be like really tough. So, you know, hook me up here, Mom. But anyway, so as you're ending your day, you do the same thing. So now watch what happens. And really important thing. And then you're going to go back to that journal again, just like that inventor. And you're going to listen to yourself and you're going to evaluate how you sounded. How was your tone? Did you sound confident? How are your ums and your nos and basically's, which I struggle with, man. I'm going to tell you right now, I'm a recovering, you know, aholic, and still I struggle with that shit. And by the way, you can add that to the list too. Did you say shit on the voicemail? Because that's not only a problem with the prospect, that could be a problem with HR. And I know about that shit. See? There I go again. But seriously, you want to listen to things like that. And you want to listen to your opening statement. And you want to listen to it as your prospect would listen to it. Kind of like mentally fire yourself. Rehire yourself as the prospect. How do I sound? You know, if I were them, would it be convincing, confidence level, all that kind of stuff? Now, if you do this 2 times per day, you will now have another 480 practice sessions inside of a year. And I am willing to make a bet right here and now. You ready for this? And also, too, do you like the way I emphasized each word? Right here and now. And you couldn't see this because you're listening to this right now. Each word that I said that, I did hand gestures. And I don't know why, because you can't see it. I've wasted perfectly good hand gestures. But anyway, I'm really silly today. I'm sorry. I probably should have consumed alcohol before I got on the damn call, because I'm acting that way. And at least I'd have the benefit of saying yes, and I am trash doing this podcast today. Which I think I'm going to start doing that. Drunken sales tips with Uncle Paul. I think that's the next chapter for me. I might do a hell of a lot better than I'm doing right now. And you never know where the next big idea comes from. So, but seriously, I'm going to make a bet with you right now. If you leave this voicemail message every day for yourself and you evaluate it and you do it twice a day, like I said, and you have these 480 more, these practice sessions by the end of the year, I am willing to bet you that you will have 480 more of these practice sessions than your competitors. Because who do you know that does this? Seriously, who actually does this? This is one of those things that this tip that I just gave you is probably not sexy enough for you. It's probably not some big, like, complicated, sophisticated revelation. And you're probably sitting there like I would have at one point in my life, like, yeah, I know. And, you know, oh, man, Captain Obvious here, Mr. Basic, Sales 101, that's basic blocking and tackling. And then you do shit. You don't do any of it. So you've got to be the one who gets off their ass and actually does these things. And if you do these things each and every day, you'll develop your phone muscles. So the first three ideas that I just gave you are absolutely free. Let me tell you about the one that isn't free. Absolutely. Come and join us this Friday, December 1st at 11:30 a.m. Eastern Time for our Cold Calls That Rock webinar. And right off the bat, you might be saying, oh, I don't have time. And that could be a big part of your problem too. Because, I mean, seriously, that is one of the things that I have experienced firsthand my entire career as a sales professional. Anytime I find myself saying, yeah, I don't have the time, I'm doing this. Wait, I mean, do you really think that that'll ever change for you? Like, seriously, like, you're going to wake up and go, oh my God, I just realized that today is the time to train and today is the time to get better. Nobody ever thinks that way, and we allow everything else to get on our calendar except the thing that's actually going to be the absolute best investment you possibly could make in yourself, and it's things to get better at your craft. So if you can't make it this Friday to this webinar, then what I want you to do is sign up anyway. And because if you do, I'll send you the webinar replay. You can check it out over the weekend. You could do it during the upcoming, you know, break between Christmas and New Year's. Do it at 2 o'clock in the morning. I won't tell anyone. Your secret is safe with me. But don't let a thing like I don't have the time, like I'm not available at 11:30 on the Eastern time on December 1st stop you, because you could do this another time. But anyway, let me tell you what we're going to be covering. We're going to talk about how to research without spending a ton of time. And I know that's one of the things in the past that kept me from researching properly. I have several ideas that you could do very, very quickly, and even some things you can automate very, very, then some of the ideas I'm going to share with you are very different than your typical, like, Google alerts and stuff. Next, we're going to talk about, or and I'm going to share, five email templates that are going to help you warm up your cold calls. One of them I referenced today in this podcast. I'm also going to give you an email template to help you craft a really kick-ass, objection-resistant dialogue, you know, your opening statement, one that's going to help you get attention. You ready for this? Within the first 8 to 10 seconds, because I'm telling you, one thing I've seen from both sides of the fence, both as somebody who prospects every single day and as a business owner who gets calls from a lot of you guys, if you don't get them in the first 8 to 10 seconds, you're screwed. Right? I mean, most of us end up by sounding like everybody else that calls them in the first 8 to 10 seconds. So we're going to show you how to get around that. And we're also going to talk about how to respond to typical objections and stalls. I have a three, like, step type of format that I teach everyone. It will take you not even like 3 minutes to learn. And I give you lots of ideas, and we even jump into a lot of the typical objections, like not interested, I don't have time, we already have a vendor, we're under contract. And we're also going to talk about stalls, which are different than objections. It's things like, well, send me your information. Even like this time of year, don't we hear a lot of people saying, well, call me back after Christmas, call me back after the holidays, call me back after New Year's. So what can we say and do to try to get more of those types of appointments instead of getting it delayed until like it becomes Groundhog Day, and then they can use that as an excuse not to meet with us. We're going to talk about four ways for you to beat nervousness. And if you're a person who gets nervous at all on the phone, and, you know, maybe sometimes you avoid the phone, which I think, again, I don't want you to feel bad if this is you. I've been there too. I mean, there's times even to this day where I find myself maybe putting it off because it's not my favorite activity to do. But yet, it's something that I want to do because I know that it helps. You know, I'm not a believer in the cold call being dead. I just believe that the cold call should be one of many things that we're doing. So I don't want it to be to the point that I avoid it, and I certainly don't want you to avoid it. And then we're also going to talk about how you can get into your zone before you pick up the phone. And let me explain that one. What happens with us when we're making a good amount of phone calls? There comes a point where we're like fully in the zone, right? The first few calls, usually we're not there yet, right? We're warming up. We got to get our rhythm down. It's like anything else, playing sports, right? Kind of need to get warmed up and into that zone. And sometimes a little bit further into the game, now we're in like that peak performance state. But here's the thing. If you're like me, you don't have a lot of time to wait for that because you don't have a lot of time to devote to the phone to begin with. So we need to get there as quickly as possible. I've got some really cool, easy to do things to get you there faster. So what I'd like for you to do, if this sounds like something that you're interested in, and I really hope that you are, because this is such a major part of what we do, it's the phone. If you'd like to learn more, I want you to visit yoursalesplaybook.com/rockthephone. yoursalesplaybook.com/rockthephone. And with that, I'm Paul Castain from yoursalesplaybook.com, and I am wishing you an incredible week ahead. Go get 'em.